We are at very, very important place in Radhakund Shamakund. This is Manasapavan Ghat. It is in between Radhakund and Shamakund. And this is where most of our great acharyas were living when they were staying in Radhakund. Just here, just inside here, this is the Bhajan Kutia of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He lived here for 49 years. Next, just where our Hindi group is, this is Bhajan Kutia of Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. He also lived here for many years. Just this next building here, excuse me, yellow building with green doors, this is Bhajan Kutia of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Where we were a few minutes ago, first place was Bhajan Kutia of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then second place, the three samadhis. The three samadhis, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was on the left. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was in the center, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami on our right. Raghunath Das was on the right. So it's a very important place which was chosen by these great devotees as their preferred place for staying in Radhakund. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami, if you look inside, well, you will get a chance. You will see inside there is a big picture. In that picture, there are two pastimes. Two pastimes in one picture. In both pastimes, Raghunath Das is in the center. He is chanting japa here at Manasapavan Ghat. In the first pastime, he is sitting chanting, and two tigers come down to drink from Shamakund. Then you can see in the picture, your top left-hand side is Sanatan Goswami. He is watching from where the Madan Mohan temple is on the other side. And Sanatan Goswami saw there is Raghunath Das, he is chanting. He is so absorbed, he does not know what is happening around him. But these tigers are there, they may attack him. Oh, Vyasadeva Das Ji, Radhe Radhe. Oh, Danyavad. This is our kind pujari, Vyasadeva Das, opening the Bhajan Kutia. Very good. Very good. Okay. So yeah. So Sanatan Goswami was in great anxiety. But then he saw that Krishna appeared. When you look at the picture, Krishna is in the top right-hand side. And he saw that Krishna was watching and protecting Raghunath Das. That is the first pastime. Well, after that, Sanatan Goswami came to Raghunath Das. He explained what happened. Krishna had to protect you. So, you must build a little hut. That will give you some shelter, some protection. And so you don't have to engage Krishna in your service again. And Raghunath Das said, yes, yes, okay, good. But he didn't do anything. A little later, then Raghunath Das again was chanting here, same place. It was midsummer. 50 degrees or so, very hot. And at that time there was no nice roof over the top. He was sitting in the sun. And he's so absorbed in chanting, he did not notice. But again, Sanatan Goswami on the other side, he could see that this is very bad for Raghunath Das. To sit in the sun all day like that when it's very hot, you can die. So, but then, Sanatan Goswami saw Srimati Radharani appeared. And she stood next to Raghunath Das. And she took her sari off her head. You know that is what the end of the sari is for, right, ladies? It's not just to keep your shoulder warm. It is to be put over the head. But she took it off her head. And she held it over the top of Raghunath Das's head. You can see that in the picture. And so in this way, she gave him shade from the hot sun. And Sanatan Goswami, from the other side, he could see Radharani was standing there. She was perspiring. The sweat was coming from her forehead. She was accepting that discomfort for the sake of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So, and Sanatan Goswami was watching. So then, a little later, he came and told Raghunath Das what happened. And he told him, before you engaged Krishna in your service, now you're engaging Srimati Radharani in your service. You cannot do this. You must build some hut. So Raghunath Das said, yes, okay, and he built a hut. And he lived here for so many years. Now at the end, on my right, where the Hindi group is, this is the Bhajan Kutia of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also lived here for many years. He wrote his Srimad Bhagavatam commentary here. He wrote the Gurvastakam here. Samsara Davanalalita Loka Chanaya Karanya Ganaganatwan, etc. Which we sing every day at Mangalarti. If we are present at Mangalarti. And you can see, just on the other side is one small green tree, is a small pilu tree. Just here, right here, this little green bushy tree, just a few meters away. Now this is the descendant of one very old pilu tree, which was there. That old pilu tree was present when Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna would have their pastimes. Just like Radharani and Krishna, Radharani comes here to bathe at 10:38 in the morning. Diasat, Tritsat, Vusam, Uttaram. Not 10:39. 10:38 in the morning she comes. That is the Muhurta. And then she and the gopis stay here till about 1 o'clock. So they are here. I don't know if any of you have seen any of the gopis today here at Manasapavan Ghat. But I think you need spiritual eyes to see them. But that tree had witnessed many pastimes. And the tree was still there when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was living here. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he used to speak with the tree. Don't underestimate the trees in Vrindavan. And that tree would tell him so many pastimes which he had witnessed. In this way, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was able to write many beautiful and very authoritative descriptions of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. As instructed to him by the tree. Then, on my left, on your right, is the Bhajan Kutia of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita there. He wrote Govinda Leelamrita there. He worshipped Radha Vrindavan Chandra there. We all know Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada translated that. Govinda Leelamrita is a very intimate book. Very beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta liked that book very much. He asked Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, can I print this book and distribute it? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, of course. You can print one copy and keep it for yourself. It is not suitable for the general public. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote Krishna Bhavanamrita Mahakavya here. This is also like Govinda Leelamrita. There are many beautiful pastimes. In one pastime, Krishna Krishna is describing to the cowherd boys about the different symptoms of ecstasy. When your hair stands on end, or tears come from your eyes, or the body shivers, and so on. And Krishna gave very nice description. When the internal potency of the Lord contacts the element of water in the body, tears come. This is different from our normal crying. Sometimes someone will say something bad to you, that you are a bad person, something, and you may cry. But those tears, under the influence of the internal potency, they are different. Lord Chaitanya in the Rathiatra would cry those tears. All the people surrounding him became saturated completely. So Krishna described like this. And then Madhu Mangal, his funny Brahmin friend, came. Madhu Mangal told Krishna, very nice description. For a Vaishya, you did nicely. But we Brahmins, we understand these things more clearly. But for a Vaishya, it was okay, it was good. So Madhu Mangal said, I will now describe the symptoms of ecstasy. He said, when I smell the prasadam coming, my hair stands on end. When I see the prasadam, tears come from my eyes. When I taste the sabji, my body shakes. And like this, all the eight main bhavas he described. And he said, finally, when I have the sweet rice, and I watch it, because he has a sort of protuberant stomach, a healthy stomach, with a big navel, and the sweet rice comes running down his chin into his navel lake. He said, when I see that the sweet rice is in making a lake in my navel, I become so overwhelmed, I faint unconscious. So he said, you see, this is the real understanding of the symptoms of ecstasy. But he told Krishna, for a Vaishya, you did nice. It was very good. For a Vaishya, it was okay. And then there were the three samadhis. Now, particularly, you may remember, earlier, we were at the samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami at the Gopinath temple. But now, this is another samadhi. So what is that? And also Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, there is a samadhi in Vrindavan, in the 64 samadhis garden near Radha Govinda. So how come there are two samadhis? Is it a trick? Like in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, they have big Govardhan Shila with footprint of Krishna. You saw that. You go to Radha Damodar in Jaipur, they also have big Govardhan Shila with footprint. Oh, I don't know. So anyway, you may think here there's two samadhis, it is a trick to collect money or something. But actually what happened was, these three devotees, they all passed away on the same day. But in different years. And the devotees understood that the Muslims, that they may, if we put the bodies, whole body in samadhi in the ground, the Muslims may dig up the bodies. So they burnt the bodies. So half of Raghunath Das's ashes are here. The other half of the ashes are at the big samadhi at Gopinath. And half of Raghunath Bhatta's ashes are here. The other half are in Vrindavan. It is the ashes. Yeah. So like this. This is very, very sacred place. Please come up, have darshan, see the picture. Please give a donation. This is Vyasadeva Das. He's the pujari for all these, most of these places. He's very helpful to us. If you can give some small donation, that's nice. Then you can also visit Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Bhajan Kutia. The pujari there is also very nice. His name is Narottam. He's a very nice devotee. And if you can give a donation, that's good. See, the thing is, you know, you have all this money. Now, anyway, I know you do, but this money, if we don't use it in Krishna's service, we may use it for some nonsense. Bravia, Sony Bravia TV. High definition. New motor car. New DVD player. Of course, you can play Krishna conscious DVDs. But no kuch kuch hota hai. Kuch nahi. Nothing like that. So if we can sacrifice a little of the Lakshmi to help maintain the places, particularly when you've got more serious people like Vyasadeva Das and Narottam, they're seriously trying to look after these places nicely, then it's nice to give some support. So please have darshan, and then we'll... I forgot one thing. When Raghunath Das was about to excavate Chamakund, he was going to make it square, like Radhakund is square. But then in his dream, the five Pandavas appeared. And they said, "We are at Manasapavan Ghat in the form of trees. So please make the kund around us. Don't cut us down." Now, their one tree is living is Arjuna, but he is around the corner. But here, this big tree, which is not living, which is being supported by the brick column, just here, this dead tree. This was Bema. That was Bema before. But now I think he's gone to Hastinapur in Goloka. Something like that. Hare Krishna. Sri Manasapavan Gatki. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Ki. Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur Ki. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj Ki. Gopremanande.